Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy basketball. Wyoming on the road at New Mexico tomorrow night. As you can catch that game right here on KFBC, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock with the tip-off. We've got senior Hayden Dalton joining us here on the program. HD, good to have you back on, man. Pretty good game for you and the Cowboys on Saturday, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me. But, yeah, that was a great game. Rough first half, as everybody saw. But then we rallied together, and you know, really it came out with new energy and new life in the second half, and then it carried all the way into overtime, and it was a really fun game. I mean, we played well as a team, and everybody was doing what we needed to get that win, and it was a really good win for us. So,
you know, he was listening to Coach Edwards in the post game saying, you know, he didn't come in, didn't really yell at you guys, nothing like that. You know, when you knew you hadn't played up to your potential in the first half, I guess what happens there at halftime? What happens to you guys to really change your fortunes like you did to be able to rally from 16 down and do it relatively quickly as well?
Yeah, like you said, Coach wasn't yelling. He was more disappointed and saying, you know, well, are you guys going to take the step up or not? Because it's on you guys, you know, right now. And so we kind of took that to heart, and we knew that it was us, you know, that wasn't bringing the energy and wasn't ready to play in that first half. And so we kind of came together and said, you know what? Well, we know what we need to do. We know what we're doing wrong, and we know what we need to do. And so we just came out as a team together and really pushed through in that second half.
You know, it reminds me of, you know, you said he wasn't really mad. He was just disappointed. Like when you're growing up, the worst feeling when your parents are more disappointed in the decision you made rather than being mad. I'd almost rather somebody yell at me whenever I was your age or a kid,
yeah,
as opposed to having somebody say, I'm disappointed in you.
Definitely. I agree. Yeah. So, yeah.
Hayden Dalton joining us here on the program. You yourself had quite the game, 29 points and 12 rebounds, Hayden. Coming off of a disappointing Nevada game where you were kind of in foul trouble and just weren't on the floor, did it feel pretty good to really get back in the flow of a game?
Definitely, for sure. That Nevada game, I just couldn't get in a rhythm that game, and then I was disappointed in myself, but I just had to move on, you know. That was in the past, so I told myself let's just move on to the next game, and we did that same thing as a team. But, yeah, it definitely felt good to come out this game and play well in front of the home crowd, especially they've been great at home. And, yeah, it feels good to always get those bad games out of the way, and just you got to move on to the next one, you know. So
I would go back about a month, maybe a little less than that, after the Northern Colorado loss, where when you guys got back from Christmas break, Coach Edwards, I think even on Christmas Day, I mean, you were practicing twice a day. Was the message sent right there that you it's time to focus? Because I think you guys have been going a couple days since then, and I know it helps not having school in session and all that kind of stuff, but was the message kind of sent right there after that UNC loss?
Yeah, definitely. I think Coach just kind of realized after that loss that we need to ramp it up a little bit and get back to more competitive practices. And yeah, we were having 2 days, and we still have been Sundays here over Christmas break. But I think it's been great for us. I think we've taken it as a challenge as a team and really been competitive in those practices like Coach wanted us, and then us carrying over to the game.
I mean, you say competitive. What do you mean by competitive? Is it get physical out there, or the physical practices kind of stopped a little bit? What do you mean by when you say competitive practices?
Yeah, a little bit of, physical. We're going at it 5-on-5. He's been doing a lot of 4 or 8 minute games, you know, where he'll give us a scenario. We'll be putting random teams, and he'll say it's either tied up or, you know, one team's down a couple points, and you got to try and come back and win, you know. So I think it really brings that competitive nature and game-like feeling to practice.
When you're in one of those types of scenarios in practice, would you rather be on the team that's behind trying to come back to win, or you rather be the team that is trying to hold on to a lead when you're in that scenario?
I kind of like, in practice, I like being down just because it's good to work on that. But it's also good to work on being up too and controlling the game. And I like being, especially in practice, when you come back and win, and then you get a, you know, talk a little smack to your teammates. That's always fun for me.
Yeah, absolutely right there. Hayden Dalton joining us here on the program. So your conference season to start, I mean, San Diego State, Nevada, Boise State, those are three of the top teams in the league, and you guys go 2-1 in that stretch. How much confidence does that give you guys? I know you're not crowning yourselves Mountain West champions by any stretch of the imagination, but that's got to give you some confidence to get those wins, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think we took it as a challenge with those first three teams, all really good teams in our league. And coming out 2-1, that does give us more confidence. And I think it just solidifies more within our team that how good we are. So like you said, yeah, it just gives us confidence.
So you're breaking the Mountain West season up into kind of like three game segments. What do you think that does for you guys as a team to do something like that?
I think it just puts more focus on each game, because then we'll go back and say, all right, you know, we're 2-1 now in that three game, or we're 3-0, or we didn't do too good, you know, or whatever, you know. I think it's good to look forward at something, and then once it's over, reflect on it and see how you did. But so I think it just puts it in little segments, and it's really good for us to just be focused on those and just take care of business for that short period of time, and then be ready to move on to the next. So
who do you try to model your game after, maybe of somebody at the next level, and maybe nobody? I'm just curious if you had kind of like a player you kind of looked up to growing up or right now, where you kind of tried to have your game at a similar style.
One of my all-time favorites is Larry Bird. Just mm-hmm. watching him, I never watched him growing up. He was a little my time, but just watching all of his highlights and games. I've watched full games of the Celtics. I've watched a ton of film on him even recently. So I like to try and take some things from his game. And then even guys like Porzingis in the league now, you know, guys who are tall and can stretch the floor and different stuff like that and shoot, but also do different things in the post and handle the ball. So
I know you're focused on these last this last stretch in the Mountain West, but do you envision yourself playing basketball next year, playing professionally?
Yeah, that's been my goal for a while now, and I've been working really hard to do that. So I'm just trying to take care of business this year and mm-hmm. be the best teammate and leader I can be, and then wherever it takes me after this year, I would love to keep playing. So.
Okay, you got New Mexico coming up tomorrow night, and then so I know the Lobos have a new coach. They've got like 6 or 7, 8 new players or something like that, but this is a team you faced throughout the years. What, if any, do you really know about this New Mexico team, because they've had so much turnover since last year?
Yeah, like you said, a bunch of new guys, new coach. So it's going to be different. I think they press a lot more. The full court press, I'm going to speed the game up a little bit. It'll be a lot different than in the past years, I think, just because of all the new guys, and we're just getting acquainted with all the new players and personnel. But I think going in there and just knowing their personnel and knowing what they do, I think it'll be a fun game like always at the Pit. So.
Awesome stuff. Hayden, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you as the season moves on. Best of luck against the Lobos. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.